Welcome. Remember, our theme this week is the psychedelic perspective. And psychedelics were largely introduced to the mainstream United States in a cover story of Life magazine in 1957. There was a banker named Gordon Wasson, and he traveled to rural Mexico, and he found a curandero, or a shaman, named Maria Sabina. So this lady, Maria Sabina, she was well respected in her tiny rural village as a healer and a shaman. She had been consuming psilocybin mushrooms regularly since she was 7 years old, and she had performed the Velada mushroom ceremony for over 30 years when Wasson arrived. Maria Sabina was very apprehensive of Gordon Wasson. Her reluctance to introduce him to the healing ceremony had less to do with his being a foreigner and more to do with the fact that he and his colleague were not in need of healing. They went forward with the ceremony, and Wasson and his photographer tripped throughout the night as Maria Sabina performed the Velada. And their minds were absolutely blown. Gordon Wasson said, "For the first time, the word ecstasy took on real meaning." And so he ended up writing this cover story in Life magazine, which at the time in 1957 had a massive reach. Millions and millions of people read that magazine. And after this article came out, people began to flock to Oaxaca and seek out Maria Sabina. And ultimately, her fellow villagers were furious that these Americans were showing up in droves, ruining their life. The villagers burned down Maria Sabina's home, and she ended her life in poverty and hunger. And Maria Sabina referred to the mushrooms as the saint children, and they were only given to those who were sick, who needed healing. It was not a recreational practice. Speaking of which, the psychologist, Dr. Timothy Leary, a rising academic star at Harvard, traveled to Mexico in 1960 after reading this Life article. And despite his professional success, this is how Timothy Leary described his sickness. It's something I think we can all relate to. He said he was, quote, "an anonymous employee who drove to work each morning in a long line of commuter cars and drove home each night and drank martinis like several million middle-class intellectual robots." And he said, "I learned more about my brain and its possibilities and more about psychology in the 5 hours after taking these mushrooms than in the preceding 15 years of studying and doing research in psychology." When it comes to psychedelics, there's a fine line between the stigma of people tripping out, it's illegal, you know, the frickin' hippies. But then you have this indigenous healing tradition. And if you really need to be healed, there's something very meaningful there, very relevant to meditation. The idea of learning about yourself, that you are so much more than an intellectual robot watching TV shows, scrolling through social media, programmed in such and such a way. How do you unleash something more real, more pure, something deeper? I just started reading this book, The Clarity Cleanse. My wife got it at the library, and it had such a profound effect on her that I started reading it today. And it talks about how when something's wrong with our health, we get so focused on the particular thing that's wrong, and the cure often causes more pain and trouble than the illness itself. The author of The Clarity Cleanse, Habib Sadij, talks about seeing the healing process as reconnecting to the wholeness of life. It's not about the one thing, but how you touch and integrate with the whole thing. Much like the psychedelic perspective, how do you get into your deeper self? How do you get to the root, the place where we are all connected? Shifting focus from the one thing to the whole thing, to immerse in the whole thing, to breathe in the whole thing. For example, when you finish one of these meditations, what's the one thing stressing you out at the top of your agenda? You know, a lot of your day, a lot of my day, focused on the one thing you need to accomplish at this moment. But the idea with meditation is, okay, we've spent all day going from one thing to the next like a freaking monkey. Now is the time to immerse in the whole thing. I often liken it to getting into a warm jacuzzi on a cold night. Imagine, if you will, this is your sacred time to get into this soothing hot water, to take off your worries, put them to the side, remove your anxieties, lighten the load. Whatever's still rattling around in your mind, whatever you are told by your assistant or your CPA or your spouse that you have to do, that's for another time. Right now, let's settle into the whole thing. It's deeper. It's bigger. It's stronger. And if you call for it, it will take you. And it feels so good. Breathe deeply. Every breath brings you closer to the whole thing. Maria Sabina said, "There is a world beyond ours, a world that is far away, nearby, and invisible." How do you get there? Four words. I am at one. I am at one. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, I am at one. I am at one. If your attention wandered, I am at one. I am at one. Thank you. coming back to the moment. The deeper meaning of healing is to release the life of going from one thing to the next like a monkey, or as Timothy Leary called it, like an intellectual robot. And having this sacred time to take off your worries, envies, jealousies, fears, and settle into the whole thing. If you call for it, it will take you, and it feels so good. Every breath brings you closer to this world beyond ours, a world that is far away, nearby, and invisible. How do you get there? Four words. I am at one. I am at one. I am at one. See you tomorrow. Peace. Thank you.